It is 3 p.m. here in Brooklyn, New York, and you are now tuned into another episode of Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is DJ Susie, and until 5 p.m. this evening, I'll be here in the studio playing tunes to curate your mood. Today, we will be taking a dip into the emotional pools of romance with a show titled Sade Worship. We'll be checking out songs from the neo-soul, jazz fusion, sophisti-pop, and R&B realms that really take a page from Sade's otherworldly book. There's something about the music that Sade creates that truly wraps you in emotion, specifically in all the waves of romance. I mean, a friend and I were just talking about this, and it takes you from heartbreak to the deep, deep wells of being in love to feeling sexy to just sobbing alone in your bed. Sade really has the power to take you to all those places. So this show is in honor of that. And I'm so excited to get it started, so let's just get right into it. And we're going to kick off the show with a track from the mother herself. This is Your Love is King by Sade. And you are tuned into Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Let's get into it. See you on the other side.
Crown you in my heart. Brave man, why? I've seen this place before. A color-blinded, senseless sight to see. When it rains, only rains on me. Where were you when I was frozen? Drenched in white stone, it was cold. I had been ashamed and opposed to fire. But still I do everything you require. So what can I say but I'm hoping the hour will still turn to golden. We will see the sun as it's supposed to be, shining straight through to you and me. I'll scream till the morning wraps me back around you. Where the colors of your mind turn around and so you too.
Baby, don't touch me. You you can't control me. Subtle things you say to break me down. It don't really faze me. Now I'm blooming 12 feet off the ground. Don't wanna fake sympathy. Now lay it apache. Don't try to fool me with the game. I tried out everything. Good sex and good therapy. Took a bit to get insane. I'm deserving of, oh, wrap myself in music and sun, oh, what good is living without love, oh, what good is it?
If you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is DJ Susie, and today we are listening to the Sade Worship Mix. So I will let you know what we heard in the first set there. We started off the show with the queen herself, Sade, with the song Your Love is King, and that is off of her debut album, Diamond Life, which was released in 1984. And this record immediately caught fire with Sade's infectious sound and passionate lyrics. And I feel like this album maybe, it could have struggled to find its footing in the genre realm. I mean, the genre circuit. Maybe this is all just, you know, reflection of myself. But I feel like it's could be put in the easy listening category. But it makes easy listening so cool. I mean, I'm just thinking back to my youth when the easy listening you know, radio stations would come on and I would always be like, ugh, you know, Delilah's here on the radio. But I digress. Sade's amazing. She's truly remarkable. And it's her sound is so, so, so iconic and truly has trickled into so many different genres that we listen to today, which is what this show is all about. So I'll end my rant on easy listening now before it even begins. Anyway, after that, we listened to Men I Trust with the song Tides, which is a new single from the Montreal group. Though the single was released earlier this year, I do hope that they'll be putting out some new music soon. I feel like an album could be on the way, but not positive on that. They are touring the U.S. this fall, and they are playing right here in New York at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on October 31st and November 2nd. And I bet those will sell out. So if you're a Men I Trust fan, gotta get those ticks. Following that was Erykah Badu and the song Didn't You Know? And that's from the album Mama's Gun, which is the sophomore record from Erykah Badu released in the year 2000, which is still 10 years ago in my head. And Erykah Badu definitely gives some of the same energy as Sade, but with a little bit more funk, a little bit more grit, almost more in your face and, you know, unabashed in a way. And I'm a giant Erykah Badu fan, and I really had to get one of her songs on the air today. Following Erykah Badu was another new track from Charlotte Day Wilson, and this is from her album Alpha, which is her debut full-length record. Charlotte Day Wilson is a Canadian as well. She airs from Toronto, and she definitely gives me some Sade vibes. It feels as though she's ripping a page out of that book. It's soulful. She's not afraid to take you to church with some gospel in some of these new songs on the record. She also plays the saxophone, which is just the sexiest instrument. So sometimes there's that jazz influence there, which Sade absolutely fine-tuned as well, the jazz influence. But yeah, Charlotte Day Wilson is definitely an incredible artist. I'm sure she's going to go on tour with this new record. Check out the album for when you want to be, you know, crying, but also feeling sexy, which is the theme of this show as well. And then lastly, we heard a song from Ravina titled Bloom. Oh, and the song from Charlotte Day Wilson was Mountains. I think I just breezed right over that. But Mountains by Charlotte Day Wilson was right before Bloom by Ravina, which is from her album Lucid, which was released in 2019 and is the debut record from Ravina. She's also really capturing the vibe of smooth and passionate and romantic and emotional music. And Ravina, I hope, is also releasing new music soon. I feel like everyone is waiting for their moment to drop their latest creations. And as a consumer, this is overwhelming and beautiful for me. So I can't handle the amount of new music. But Ravina is absolutely so talented. And her record Lucid was an amazing way to jump into the world and give us her sound. It's absolutely entrancing and magical. And you know, check it out. There is so much more music I want to get to, so I'm just gonna shut my pie hole here. But I do have to say that Radio Free Brooklyn does have an app. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org. You can download the app there. Also, just search Radio Free Brooklyn on your Google Play app for the people with green text and the iTunes store. The App Store. I do that every time. I'm telling you, 2000 was 10 years ago for me. But go to the App Store and you can download Radio Free Brooklyn's app through there as well. The music will be right in your pocket. How freaking sick is that? But here we go. We're going into this next set and we're going to listen to Janet Jackson covering Rod Stewart with Tonight's the Night. This is Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Sade Worship Mix. I'll see you in a few.
is just between me and you.
Stay away from my window. Stay away from my back door too. Disconnect the telephone line. Relax, babe, and draw that blind. Your pretty French gown.
Yeah.
Let me pour you a good long drink. Ooh, baby, don't you hesitate.
Thank you. take your side, baby. You know me better than that. Think I leave it down when you're down on your knees. Now I won't do that. I'll tell you right when you are.
Of fulfillment and fantasies, where your dreams become realities. Ecstasy. It enhances your most inner desire to become more free with your thoughts and feelings. Ecstasy.
Boy, let me free your mind. Let's hook up tonight. Take you on a flight. You warm inside. I won't waste your time. My love is so divine. It feels like I'm on ecstasy.
boy, look into my eyes. I'm so energized. Make it last long time. Touch me. Everything feels sweet. My body feel your breeze. Up all against me. It feels like I'm on a
ecstasy. I'm waiting.
Trade-off, maybe. Symbiosis.
For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is the Sade Worship mix. And I'll let you know what we listened to in that lengthy little set there. We started off with a song from Janet Jackson, and that is actually a Rod Stewart cover, and the song was called Tonight's the Night. And that's off of maybe, I mean, I love this record so much. I think it's my favorite Janet Jackson effort, but I guess I haven't listened to the entire discography of Janet, but I digress. The Velvet Rope is the record. It was released in 1997 and is the sixth album from Janet, and it's so good. Every song is filled with this emotion and beauty, and it's a lengthy record. It's over an hour long, which I feel like is always, you know, a big ask if an artist makes a record over an hour, but it's truly something to tap into and to listen to. It has, oh no, ooh. We sneezed, but I'm okay. I'm just filled with so much emotion from Janet. But it talks about depression, it talks about sex, it talks about self-reflection. It's also a big gay album, so shouts out to being gay, Janet. We love it. And it's really just an incredible album. Please listen to The Velvet Rope if you haven't already. Anyway, following Janet was the 1975 covering Sade's By Your Side. And that is a single that they released in 2017. And I think it's a valiant effort of a cover of a Sade song, but also, if you've listened to the show in the past, you know that I am just a big fan of the 1975. You know, we can't all just have completely highbrow taste, though I will say the 1975 is an amazing pop group, and that's not what this show is about, so I'm not gonna really get buck about the 1975 right now, but that was their cover of Sade. Following that was Missy Elliott and her song Ecstasy, and that's from the album Miss E, So Addictive, which was released in 2001 and is the third record from Missy Elliott. And I mean, the big hits are on this record. Get Your Freak On, I mean, 1 Minute Man. There's so many more. For My People, it's insane. Like, Missy Elliott really just exploded on us with this record. And the song Ecstasy, I feel like, shows a different side of Missy. I feel like we always think of the, like, funky, crazy, in-your-face Missy, and this one, you know, takes us down a notch and gets a little, you know, romantic, if you will. And Missy has mentioned that Sade is a big influence on her before, so wanted to throw in one of her tracks. Then we listened to a song from OK Kaya titled Symbiosis, and that's from the 2020 release Watch This Liquid Pour Itself, which is the second album from OK Kaya, and big, big fan of hers. I would like to think that her sound could be the sophisticated pop of our time. It's challenging, but it's smooth, and it's poppy, but it's not overtly so, and I think it's an amazing, amazing piece of work, that record and the following record. But I mean, OK Kaya can do no wrong to me. So then we listened to a song from Crumb off of their new record Ice Melt, and that song was titled BNR, and Crumb is incredible. Ice Melt is their sophomore record. They are from right here in Brooklyn, and this album truly elevated their sound. It truly brought them to a different level, a different place sonically, and it's truly incredible to behold. I'm a big fan of Crumb. Absolutely catch them live if you can. I meant to look up their tour dates to let you know if and when they were playing, but I know you can do that on your own. But yeah, that was that set there. I mean, I can't believe we're nearly halfway done with the show, and I just want to keep playing so much music. I could fill the day with Sade Worship. This is one of my favorite shows I've done in a while, so I hope you are enjoying this as well. And before we carry on, I do just have one little thing to let you know about, and that's Radio Free Brooklyn is sponsored in part by Flatland Medical Supplies, offering little or no cost medical braces. More information is available at 844-598-6639. So if you want some braces or know someone, hit them up. Hit them up. That's 844-598-6639. Also, there is a website for Mood Indigo if you're liking what you're hearing. All you have to do is go to moodindigo.live, and from there, you can check out all my archived shows. This is episode 140, everyone. 140. Truly insane. There's so much music there for you. Even if you just peruse the track list, you know, that's fine. You don't have to listen to me rant, you know. But also, if you want to listen to the songs, there are audio files there for you. And once again, that's moodindigo.live. You know, maybe peruse on over there. Check it out if you want. But let's get into this next set. We're going to start off with a song from Lorraine. I'm totally obsessed with their new album. This song is called Find It, from the record Fatigue, which was just released. And here we go. This is the Sade Worship Mix on Mood Indigo. And this is Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'm DJ Susie. And that's all the info for you. Here we go. This is Lorraine.
したくなってから、過ぎ去った日々を振り返って歩き出した。Do you wanna be alone? Do you wanna, you wanna, you wanna? I don't wanna be someone. I don't wanna, don't wanna, don't wanna. Do you wanna be someone who's shining books? Do you wanna be someone who tells you wanna be? Dreams are gone.
On 60th of Michigan.
Who was driving?
Oh, Chris. He was driving his Jeep. Remember? Remember? Oh, wait. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
Hey. Hey, yo. Who that?
Shoot, that's my babe.
Who, Chris?
Hey, Leah.
Hey, yo. What's up?
Check it out. All right. Let me hear some acapella before you get started.
All right. Yeah, I bet.
No one knows how to love me quite the way you do.
Yeah, A.U.R. Kelly, Groove.
Leah, you're the only one for me. Leah, you're the only one for me. Leah, you're the only one for me. The one for me, the one for me.
No
Leah,
one knows
you're the only one for me.
Me up when I'm down.
So when I say book, you say leave that. Now back to the matter of the song. No one knows how to love me like you do. I got words for you, forever, my man.
This is Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn. We are listening to the Sade Worship mix today, and I'll let you know what we just listened to. So we started off that set with a song from Lorraine off of their new album Fatigue, and the song was titled Find It, and it is the second album from Lorraine. They are from right here in Brooklyn, and truly cannot get enough of this record. It's amazing. It's enthralling. It's heady. It's beautiful. It's emotive. I mean, that song itself is truly a journey. So if you enjoyed that, you'll absolutely enjoy the rest of the record. I mean, some songs get a little more upbeat than what Lorraine has put out in the past, I would say, and I'm here for it. I'm a big fan. Following Lorraine was a song from Brandy, and that was I Wanna Be Down. What an iconic song, truly a classic. That's from her self-titled record Brandy, which was released in 1994 and is the debut record as well. And, you know, I just have to mention, I remember so vividly, one of my favorite movies as a kid was Cinderella, starring Brandy and Whitney Houston and Whoopi Goldberg and Jason Alexander. If you haven't watched that movie, it is a piece of gold from the 90s, and it's the only Cinderella I'll accept. The music, come on, the music was so good. It's a musical, of course, it's a musical, so get ready. But I digress. Shouts out to Brandy. Love you, girl. Love her. Beautiful. Still gorgeous. Insane. Following that, we listened to a new song from Nana Yamoto, and that song was Do You Wanna? And this is a debut LP from Nana titled Before Sunrise. She's an artist hailing from Tokyo, and it's really, really interesting stuff. It's so good. It's like fresh and great to listen to, for sure. She's only 20 years old, which, you know, as the years tick by, I'm truly impressed. I'm like, how do you have the emotional level to create music that's so passionate and touching to another soul when you're only 20? I don't know. That's not what I was doing when I was 20, but that's not the point. And speaking of, I mean, as we tumble into this next song, speaking of young artists who really were just doing it, we listened to Aaliyah after that with No One Knows How to Love Me Quite Like You Do, and that's from the album Age Ain't Nothing But a Number from 1994, and that is the debut album from Aaliyah. And of course, you know, it goes without saying, there's so many icky feelings around R. Kelly, of course, but we can't deny Aaliyah's talent, and the music on that album, it's incredible, it's timeless, and just like Brandy, I mean, 94 is a great year, my birth year, to age me here. And it's great stuff. Shouts out to Aaliyah. Gone too soon. Gone way too soon. But we're gonna keep going in this show because we're running out of time here. And as I've mentioned every set break, there's so much music I want to get to on this Sade Worship show. We are playing music that, you know, emulates Sade's vibe and emulates her legacy. And I was speaking to a friend today and we were both saying we would spend ridiculous amounts of money to catch Sade if she goes back on tour. I mean, she's in her 60s now. I'm sure she doesn't, you know, I mean, maybe she still has the itch to perform, but all I know is that I would spend $500. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe more, but I'm not going to get crazy here. You can't, if I say that, you know, who knows? But it would just be so amazing to catch Sade while she's still on this planet, in this realm with us, to see her perform. It would just be the most emotional experience. I don't even understand, but I can't even comprehend the feelings that I would have at the Sade show. But let's get into this next set. We're listening to a song by Arlo Parks first. Really, really in love with them. I think this record is so sweet. It's a sweet, sweet record. So listen to Collapse and Sunbeams in its entirety if you can. But we're going to listen to the song Green Eyes by Arlo Parks. And let's get into it. Here we go. I'll see you on the other side. This is Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Trust how you tried to put one in the air. I tried to dance it away. I tried to change it with my hair. I ran my credit card below. Thought a new dress would make it better. I tried to work it away, but that just made me even sadder. To keep myself busy, I ran around in circles. Think I made myself dizzy. I slept it away, I sexed it away, I read it away, away. I don't want to feel those metal lines. Yeah, it's like cranes in the sky. Sometimes I don't want to feel those metal lines. I tried to run it away. Thought in my head be feeling clearer. I traveled 70 states. Thought moving around make me feel better. I tried to let go my lover. Thought if I was alone, then maybe I could recover. To write it away, I'll cry it away.
Don't you cry, babe.
Thank you. wish I knew what you were thinking, but that probably wouldn't change shit.
So deep and I'm still falling for you.
But then you say what I wanna hear, cause you know it's gonna get me hit every time I say that I'm through. And even though I know it ain't right, said I wasn't gonna spend the night, here I am.
Have kept my
right, this is Mood Indigo on Radio Free Brooklyn. You are tuned into the Sade Worship Mix. And I'll let you know what we listened to in that last set. So we started off with a song from Arlo Parks, and that was Green Eyes off of the album Collapsed in Sunbeams, which is the debut full-length from Arlo, which was released this year in 2021. The album is so soft and sweet, and it has big gay energy. We love more big gay energy. Shouts out to that. And it's emotive and beautiful. It definitely feels like, you know, young love energies, and it's absolutely something sweet to listen to. I feel like that's the word that has the most power with the record for me. It's just a really, really beautiful piece of work. So check out Arlo's music. Following that, we listened to the iconic song Cranes in the Sky by Solange off of A Seat at the Table, which is the third record from Solange and was released in 2016. And I can't believe it was released in 2016. I mean, that lines up. It makes sense. It's the truth. But it just feels like that was just yesterday. So wild. And that was a cultural shift for humankind, I have to say. When Solange dropped this record, something changed. Absolutely. But truly amazing, amazing record. Brings up a lot of the same sonics and feelings that Sade does, at least for me, and had to pop some Solange on here for us. Following that was a new song from Snow Allegra off of the album Temporary Highs in the Violet Skies, which was just released a mere 2 weeks ago, and it is the third full-length from Snow Allegra. The song we listened to was titled Lost You, and I'm so here for this chick. I am a big fan. She's doing everything right. She's doing everything right. No qualms here with Snow. Tyler, the creator, is on a few tracks, which is cool. He'll produce some songs. And she's doing this neo-neo-soul, smooth R&B, sophisti-pop, which is just the word I'm going to just integrate into my vocabulary, sound that I absolutely can't get enough of. The whole album is insanely good. It's truly ridiculous. And she's going places. I mean, she definitely was on the map with her last record, but I feel like this is what's really going to get her maybe some radio play, you know, who knows, which I don't know if that's her goal, but would be sick. And then lastly, we listened to, well, she's getting radio play here, but you know what I mean. I'm not going to get into it. Anyway, the last song we listened to was from En Vogue, and that was Don't Go off of their debut album, Born to Sing, from 1990. And there's so many sounds in that song that are just so iconically 90s that I cannot handle it. En Vogue, of course, I mean, queens. It's ridiculous. The amount of talent in those women's voices and in the music is unparalleled, truly. But I gotta say, we are coming to our last set here, and this show has been so much fun. There has been too many amazing songs that we've listened to, and we couldn't even get to them all. There's so many songs, so many more songs that I wanted to play that I unfortunately do not have the time for today, but we all have them in our hearts, and maybe I'll post some of the almost made it. There's a word for it. But the songs that almost made it to the playlist, I'll put them on the website just so they're there if you want to listen to more Sade worship tracks. And yeah, I guess that's all I have to say. I will be in the studio next week, same time, same place, to play some more tracks for you. There are so many amazing shows here on Radio Free Brooklyn, so stay tuned. I mean, and keep checking in. There's always new shows, or I mean, there's something for everyone. There's talk shows, there's sports shows, there's shows about tattoos, there's shows about country music, there's shows, it's ridiculous, you know, like there's something for everyone here at Radio Free Brooklyn. So don't be shy, you know, check out the website, download the app, get the newsletter, anything to keep you in touch with what's happening here at Radio Free Brooklyn will be helpful for you. But I have to let you know the songs that we're going to play, since I probably won't have time to come back on the air and say goodbye later. So we're going to listen to one of the new songs from Japanese Breakfast. We're going to listen to Slide Tackle off of that record Jubilee, which is the third album from Japanese Breakfast, released this year. And wowee, is this an album for the summer. It's so good. And I have to be honest, it took me a while to warm up to Japanese Breakfast. I don't know what it was. I don't know why. Sometimes I'm just a hater, but I get it now. I fully get it. This record is so good, and it makes me want to revisit some of their older albums as well. Then we're going to listen to Pip Millett with the song June from her Lost in June EP, which is her second EP, and it was released last year in 2020. And then we're going to end with No Ordinary Love by Sade herself from the album Love Deluxe, because that's one of my favorite Sade songs, and I just want to ride out the rest of the show with that. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I will see you soon. Go to moodindigo.live. Keep listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And I'll see you next time. My name is DJ Susie. You have been listening to Mood Indigo right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And stay cool. Keep your head up.
today. Miss you both today so much. You've missed, but I'll persist and let you know just how it goes. I know you won't remember. I know I'm a lightweight. Always hits me like a stone, taken by the waves away, moving pretty slow. I know you won't remember. I know. And it feels like yesterday. And it feels like yesterday. And it feels like. And it feels like. And it feels like yesterday. June and springtime. Give me life, give me life. You give me life. All the time. Give me life, give me life. You give me life. Then it's sundown. You're on your own now. A little lost, cause you forgot that you're a night owl. It's not lights out. I don't think so. But I know you won't remember. I know. And it feels like yesterday.